morning, Power Hour Nation. I'd like to know, did you miss us? Because we miss you. Sincerely, really. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two great websites. Thank you for joining us. I know your time is precious. Fantastic broadcast today. William Binney, who is, you know, you want to put hero, whistleblower, what, patriot, you know, all those words. You know, one of the, Kev, one of the, you know, when you die, what you want on your tombstone, of all things, is you want it to say, patriot.
Oh, yeah.
Patriot.
Yeah. Here, right? Lies a patriot.
Here lies a patriot.
Yep.
I think that's one of the greatest compliments
that
somebody can have on their tombstone. Mm-hmm. And so a patriot is coming on today, William Binney. Of course, he developed the NSA's whole spying deal.
Yeah, he could crack anything. He was a master code cracker.
And developer. And he developed it for Europe, for CIA to operate outside of America. And then when he saw what it was really going to be used for in turning on Americans, he quit and whistleblew it. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, he didn't want to violate what was going on.
And then the government came after him.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But then we'll talk about Russia meddling and his position there and some other important topics. William Binney that are very... very timely, so check around for that. This first hour, obviously news, we're going to talk about, and also the meeting in that we had over the weekend in Houston. I, you know, people have asked me, a lot of people, you know, what was it like? I don't even know how to describe it. We will try to describe it, but if I was going to, you know, give like 10 seconds, it was unbelievable. It was crazy. It was out of control. It was one of the best things ever. I mean, it was all of those things and more.
Does pandemonium sound?
Well, I that comes from the god Pan. So that's not the word. It's, you know, the goat god Pan. That's another story, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Peter Pan and all that,
yeah,
and all
right.
Those stories about the lost boys and how they pedophilia and
that's
all
right.
That's another story. So it's not pandemonium.
Okay.
There was no pandemonium going on at the conference. But it was the animating contest of liberty.
And that's excellent.
That's what it was. It was the animating contest of liberty. And we're going to talk in detail. I think Marcia, who attended, I think we're going to get her online, kind of give some perspective. And then what does this mean for you going forward? It was inspiring. I was going to say one word. I would say inspiring. And for me, particularly, because I was one of the organizers, spoke quite a bit, exhausting. It was just plain exhausting, but in a good way. So let's get to the news, the big stories. Before we get to the biggest story, have you seen the stock market? Have you seen gold? You know, since Joseph Beyer was on here saying that gold is going to rally up to 1800 and something in the next very short term, gold's went up $100. Silver's went up like $2.
Yeah.
You may want to take advantage of calling Mike. I don't think they're open on Mondays.
Mike, I don't think so either.
If you're hearing this on replay or it's not Monday,
Then
call Mike if you're interested. You know, ask any questions about silver, gold you want. 573-334-1108. He doesn't pay us a sponsor. He's a friend
sure
of mine.
Doesn't.
I just want people to have an avenue. You ask me. You look for. I trust Mike.
Yeah,
Mike,
he's an honest broker.
Yes, and that's not always easy to find.
And a great guy.
And
a funny,
and a
good
patriot.
Guy.
Yeah,
and a patriot. Yes, all of the above.
So there you go. So 573-334-1108. He can answer any questions. You may know nothing about silver. He's the man you want to talk to, and mm-hmm. he'll help guide you. And then you can make it. You'll be able to make a decision for you, and he'll just help you make your decision that you want. So in your goals. So things are changing. Things are exploding. I don't know how your mind says what. And for a long time. Or long, whatever it's been, a couple of weeks. I've been trying to say this. I've been trying to cautious. I don't want to speak in hyperbole.
Right.
I don't want to freak you out. I don't want to be, you know, the sky, Chicken Little, the sky is falling.
Fuck. Yeah.
I've tried in a nice way. We've tried in a nice way. You also have been part of this, of trying to say, you know, you may want to think about the
protecting yourself.
Protecting yourself. Yeah.
Get some food.
The upside risks is just too big not to, you know, maybe say, okay, I've changed, and this is not financial advice. This is not, you know, whatever you want to take. I'm not giving that. I'm just giving you my opinion, my statement. Okay.
What we're doing.
My mind has changed. You know, I don't know about you, Kev. I just haven't talked to you very much this morning or this week. I was just exhausted.
Yeah. Okay.
What is your mindset right now about this virus?
DEFCON 1.
And DEFCON 5 is maybe where it began, maybe the very beginning. Yeah. And so you think we're in the DEFCON 1.
Yeah. At least 2.
Well, I'd say 2. Yeah. I don't know 1 because we're not, you know, it's not in
the... Well, they're not reporting a lot of the stuff.
Well, we're not seeing it. You know, I'm not seeing people fall down in America. At least that happens. Maybe it's happening. I don't know. I don't think it's me, but I think your point is well taken. DEFCON 2.
Well, tens of thousands of Chinese are flowing into this country every month.
That drives me insane.
In every month.
This is insane.
Tens of thousands come into Washington.
Why haven't they stopped? Why haven't they stopped those flights?
Do you know how many people have been tested in America?
Please tell me.
I have it right here.
What's the source?
414 people have been tested for the coronavirus.
And what's the source on that?
It is...
Is that Reuters or AP?
No, that is the health ranger.
Mike Adams.
Mike Adams.
I saw something similar like that in some... I can't remember where the article was. Now, my cousin called me, and because she was freaking out a little bit. She saw the virus, and she said, does this have to do with trade? And isn't it ironic and all this? Now the trade stops and all this. So, yeah, it's pretty ironic. We were talking about America. I made the point to her exactly what you're saying. Cases in the United States. Now, they can say, well, there's been no confirmed cases in 47 states.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to tell her that...
They're not tested.
They're not testing in 47 states.
47 states, nobody's been tested.
It's
of course you're going to get a zero test anybody.
Yeah, if you don't...
Everything's okay here.
How can you get a confirmed case if you don't test?
You don't test.
So, I'm very concerned.
And that's from the CDC's own website that they've only tested 414 people.
I'll speak for myself. At this point, I think I would be a little reckless if I didn't have some plans in place. I'm not saying your city is going to be overwhelmed. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know if it is or isn't. I certainly pray it isn't. But at this point, I think I would be a little irresponsible if I did not take preparations. I'm reminded of Cass Ingram when he was on not too long ago. Maybe we should, replay his interview again this Thursday or something. But he gave a protocol for what, this is what he did. This is not medical advice. This is what he did when somebody had the coronavirus and he, they were cured by he didn't cure them. They were cured by what happened, or they overcame the coronavirus.
Right.
And be careful of our words here.
That's right.
We're just not FDA approved.
Got out of bed.
Yeah, they got out of bed and lived their life, and they're fine. They didn't pass out. They, if you want to have a preventative state, you're taking 1 to 2 Oregares a day.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking 10 to 20 drops of oreganol a day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a little more acute or your concern is a little more, immediate, you want to double that. If you think you do have the virus, what he did is he was doing that dose every 1/2 hour to 1 hour. That's his protocol that he did. Now, with that vitamin C, so Oregaresp, RESP, R-E-S-P, like respiratory, Oregaresp, it's a pill. It's fantastic. It's like a balm. Oregaresp was fantastic. The only reason I can talk this morning, one of them is Oregaresp. I mean, I was so exhausted, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I was just exhausted and wore out in my voice because I got a little dehydrated on the trip and, started to feel, one of the things that's, Oregaresp and Oreganol is one of the things that's helping me, among other things. But that Oregaresp is amazing. So Oregaresp, Oreganol, then the vitamin C. The vitamin C from Cass is fantastic. Silver. The Optavita silver, colloidal silver, is fantastic and important. So if you feel like you're in danger or you feel like you may want to do what Cass Ingram did, and that's your choice, and I think it'd be smart in the interview. So, take a look at that. Okay, let's – there, we got the – I wanted to make sure we got that his protocol down. Vitamin D. I'm sorry. God, see, I am so wore out.
You're tired.
I am so tired. I can't even remember this. Vitamin D and selenium and the zinc and magnesium also are other things to go with, especially vitamin D. Out of that list, I would say vitamin D being the most important out of those secondary things I just listed. Vitamin D, that's what I'm doing for me. That's for me. You do what you think's good for you. Okay, let's get to the virus itself. Where are we right now? This is definitely not, I mean, China, last time we talked, China was quarantined and it was a Chinese virus.
Now I heard it's up to 1 billion people quarantined. 1 billion.
It's in Japan.
It's in Japan.
South Korea is having a problem right now. What's the other? Iran. And Italy.
Italy?
Did you see the store shelves in Italy? Did you see that?
They've wiped them out.
The store shelves are
empty.
I cannot press this idea enough. I mean, our food storage, we don't have a lot of supplies left. And we've sold out a ton. We do have some, and some of the major sell, you know, our best sellers, we do have. If something like that or that got out in America,
Walmart would be empty in a day and a half.
Right. I mean, you need to think about. I hate to tell, you know, but you need to, you know, you need to do this, but I'm telling you, you need to think about that.
Yeah. Get your food, get your all your supplies ready.
If this happened like what happened in Italy, I mean, we just saw, you want to know what happens? Just watch Italy. You just saw.
Yeah.
Their store shelves are gone.
Gone.
Gone, ladies. I mean, there's not, you know. You may be able to find a, you know, a hamburger helper packet. But no hamburger.
No hamburger.
Just hamburger helper packet. Maybe. That's what's going to look like here. How long do you know, what's the over-under on minutes it would take the Walmart down here to be emptied out if it hit like...
I say a day and a half.
Day and a half? Oh, God.
Gone.
2 hours. It'll be gone in 2 hours.
Could be?
2 hours.
It's awful big.
That's my over-under. 2 hours. Well, there's a lot of things that aren't, you know, paint. Nobody's going to be buying paint. I'm talking about foodstuffs. Viable foodstuffs for this kind of thing.
Toilet paper.
You say it's a day and a half. I say it's 2 hours.
Okay. We'll see.
Well, do you remember the hurricane in the Florida?
Mm-hmm.
It's like 30 minutes, some of those places.
That's a lot smaller.
Okay. And a lot more.
A lot more people.
Okay. Well, I'm
just being conservative. That's all.
It would be
quick. It's not going to be a long time.
It will be. Yeah.
If you wait 3 days, you ain't getting nothing.
Yeah. And so, just logic would tell you, look, we got new man on sale here. You can get the cheapest anywhere here at the Power Mall. She'll work with you, tell you what we got. I want you to be supplied. You know how I feel about you. If you don't want to buy new man. Don't buy new manna.
Get some rice and beans.
Get some rice and go to the
soup. Rice and beans.
Yeah, go to the store today and get some rice. Get some beans. Rice and beans will store pretty good.
It does store good.
Even if it's just in a plastic bag, it'll store pretty good.
Yep, real good.
And some soup and those kind of things. Water filters. I highly, highly, highly recommend for my friends and family. And that's you, ladies and gentlemen, for my friends and family.
Yep.
That they should consider some sort of water filter, and some water. It's hard to store a lot of water. Maybe you can store a little bit for, you know, to kind of a bridge gap, but
it goes fast.
Right.
It goes real fast.
You know, cooking. You're talking about cooking.
Cooking,
you won't drinking. You won't be able to cook with the water.
Yeah.
You know, there's some kind of, they think the virus is in the water and you're not going to be able to cook with the water.
Nope.
So I highly, highly recommend considering the water filters. We sell the best gravity fed there are. Science proves it. The best. That DuraFlow filter is the best. Yeah. I've been in this industry a long time. I've seen them all. I've been to all the prepper shows and all that. I mean, unless something's come on the market in the last 6 months that I just haven't seen or whatever, that is the best.
And it seems like the powers that be want the virus spread because they're not testing anybody. Why wouldn't they test people?
It's illogical.
Well, and this other story fits right in with it. U.S. Travis Air Force Base tries to fly 30 to 50 people into Fairview Nursing Home in Costa Rica, California. 30 to 50 infected people in
a nursing home. What do you mean they're trying to drive them there?
No, they tried to fly them in. The state had to come in and stop it.
Fly them into California and then put them in the nursing
home? Yeah, put them in that nursing home.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Like, they need medical care, so put them in a nursing home. I see what you're saying. And they got the coronavirus?
Yeah, they got the
coronavirus.
It's insane.
This would be
They're on a U.S. They're on a naval base, and they want to take them. And it's right outside of Los Angeles.
This is insane.
So that don't make no sense at all, unless they want the virus to get out and spread.
And
those people in, what was it, China, where they had infected people in the back, a piece of plastic, and then the non-infected people flew on the same flight. Now, who would do that? That's insane. Yeah, if you want to spread it to everybody, because the air is circulated in the cabin, so the back air is circulated up to the front, and vice versa.
Maybe they can take those Boeing planes that don't work, and then they can put all the infected people on it, just burn the plane.
Yeah,
they land, just burn the plane.
Yeah.
for insurance. Maybe that's the way Boeing can sell some of their planes. Use them as virus transporters.
It looks like they're trying to spread the virus. That's what I see. Looks like the trend.
It's very curious. You know, Daniel Esten asked a question, and I think it's a viable question. At this point, I don't necessarily agree with him. Why aren't they limiting it? The virus must not be that bad. Or the virus is that bad, and they're, you know, allowing some of this to come through.
Mm-hmm.
It's one or the other, I would think. I mean, are these, you know, everybody, my grandpa, you know, your dad, my grandpa always say, boy, these politicians are so stupid. I realized quite a while ago, grandpa, they're not stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not that dumb.
No, they're not. They're bought.
They have an agenda.
They're told what to do.
So, why, what have we accomplished in the first 20 minutes of this show?
A lot.
This is serious.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen, this is outside of China now. We have seen what happened in, we haven't seen much from Iran, but, you know, isn't that ironic it's in Iran?
Mm-hmm.
How in the heck did it go to Iran?
People flying from China.
So why not? People fly from China all over the place. So they're just telling about it in Iran? Or the CIA planted it in
Iran? Nobody's testing in the other places.
So Iran cares about their, maybe Iran's the only place that cares about their people. Is that what
Yeah.
I mean, the only government that actually
cares.
That's
the only thing I could see. What else can there be?
Yeah, we don't.
I mean, China flies all over the world.
Yeah, this is a whole nother conversation about Iran, but let's talk about Italy because that's Western Europe or considered Western Europe. Europe or Italy. If you're listening, I mean for real, ladies and gentlemen, for real. You know, we have tools to help you that have been proven to help people through this.
Yeah.
Consider purchasing from us. We really appreciate the support at thepowermall.com. But for God's sake, think about it and buy somewhere. Think about buying from somewhere. Italy should be an example. To me, I see Italy as an example to us.
Well, they're way ahead of the curve because they've only had 400 reported incidents of people being infected and 3 deaths. And they've quarantined 12 towns, and this is happening.
Okay, the question becomes then, well, they're just doing this for controls, examples as test cases. I mean, I'm sure many of our audience are having these questions, and even still. But at some point, it doesn't even matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
At some point, it doesn't matter if it's true or not true.
No.
We know that the weapon, we know that the virus, I don't know if it's a weapon, we know that the virus is... it has been engineered to some degree.
Chimerican virus has got multiple viruses in it,
and
it's designed to infect people.
It's engineered.
Yeah,
the virus is engineered. That's pretty much. I mean, you know, you can't believe everything you read or say. I mean, pretty much with some certain degree of certainty. That's what I told my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'll say about 99%.
Oh yeah,
I'll
100%.
Well, I'll always leave the 1% because you just never know. To me, I'll say 99%, and that's as sure as I can get on something like this, unless I'm right here watching it, unless I'm the virologist looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I am 99% sure at this point that it's engineered. So it's not a natural virus.
That virologist, Kenny Baker, Boyer, he said it was from North Carolina, made it, and sold it to China 5 years ago.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But there's still 1% chance that's not true.
Yeah, okay. I buy it.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
I agree. I'm 99% unless I'm real close to it, which I'm not real close to this. Unless I'm super close to it, I can't be 100.
Might have been in that plane coming home.
It might have been?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I got everything I do. That's why I'm not that worried about it because I have everything I do. I'm ready.
I'm not worried one lick.
I'm ready.
I take my silver every 3 or 4 times a day from a nebulizer, and I'm ready. With a backup of, I do it just the opposite of his. I take my silver every day with a backup of oregano. Yes.
We got a caller. What's the caller's name? I'm sorry. Bob in Kansas. Is it Bob in Kansas? Bob in Kansas, you're live on the air. We're about to go to break. I apologize, but we wanted to get you in. What's on your mind, Bob? Oh, we lost Bob. Bob, I apologize. We got to talking and Bob, call back in if you want
call
to.
Call back.
Yeah.
Hop back.
I'll get you right back in. I apologize about that. We got about a minute before the break. Italy is getting starting quarantine on some sizable level. Iran, I don't know what they're doing.
900 people are infected in Iran, and 50 people have died in Iran. The city of QOM. I don't know how to say
and so then, and also South Korea. So we know these countries. Yeah. It's impossible for me to believe that those are the only three countries having a problem. That makes no sense.
South Korea has 600 infections with 20.
See, those numbers become meaningless to me.
Yeah, they are. They can make them up.
Well, it's like China, the numbers coming out of China. And then all of a sudden deaths explode over the last few days because they were lying about the numbers to begin with. This is serious. It certainly has spread since last time we've talked, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, absolutely.
Significantly. If you wanted to see what it would look like in America if this started to leak out, if they actually started to test and report this, look at Italy and go look at the shells. Gone. You ask yourself how long it would take Walmart where you live to clear out if they had the same type of concern and panic here that they do in these countries.
Yeah.
You say a day and a half, I say no way. No way it would take that long. Yeah. That's me. No way. Stay tuned. You're listening to Power Hour. We're going to have a caller from the conference. We're going to talk about the conference and then William Binney later. So good to be with you. So good to be back with you.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle Tooth soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Tooth products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Tooth Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Tooth Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Tooth products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made good for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Mall, Power Hour, thepowermall.com is where you get all the great products. We got sales. We got, obviously, you know, all the different things. If you're just concerned, just call Jay and ask her, hey, what have you been talking about on the air? What have the specialists been talking about, coronavirus or anything? Of course, Humana Food, and many other products, the vitamins. The stronger you are, the stronger nutrition you are. That's why in Africa, frankly, you know, that's why one of the reasons HIV spread like crazy, you know, despite the fact that it may have been bent towards race specifics. But, their nutrition and what have you that they have there makes them a lot more susceptible. So, you know, just consider that, at thepowermall.com. We thank you for your support, all your purchases and donations and your prayers. Meant a lot. I felt them this weekend. It was an amazing weekend. So thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're going to quickly go to Bob. We do have Bob back. So Bob, and then we have Marcia. So, Bob, thank you for calling. You're live on the air. Bob from Kansas.
All right. I've got one more thing real quick.
Sure.
That I was going to tell you, about the grasshoppers in Africa. A woman came on last Friday night. I was listening on the radio, and she came on and talked about it. She says it'll take them years to recover, and that there's a million people starving to death right now. So
it's going to create huge refugees.
And I don't
refugees.
Think we created that. I think God did that. But anyway, this other thing, it's this virus. I think it's going to collapse the world economy because I've never heard of a million tons of meat rotting on a dock.
It's crazy.
I've never heard millions of tons of vegetables, which China picks up on the border of Myanmar, which to us old people is Burma. I've never heard of such a thing happening, you know, millions and tons of food. The Chinese turn down millions, not full of millions of tons of food, knowing how they are. They're in bad shape. And the third thing was I was watching a deal one time on that virus from the 1918. And there was a town in America where everybody was dropping like flies. There was a lot of dead people. But yet one little cluster of people didn't get sick at all. And they come to find out it was all the people that worked in the spice factory.
Wow. That's crazy.
They handled cloves, cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger.
Wow. So that is a cool story.
That's something to think about, folks.
Very cool story.
More like dirt like I am, you know.
Hey, Bob, I want you to call the Power Mall whenever you figure out, you know, where we can mail you or whatever. Call the Power Mall. Tell them I told them to send a bottle of oregano to you, too. There, at least you can have a bottle, oil, easy to use.
You might start selling some cinnamon oil.
Maybe. Maybe we need to look at that.
Oil.
Yeah.
Clove oil, cinnamon oil.
Well, clove especially. That's what's in thieves' oil.
Yeah.
Because of the they used to put that.
A lot of these millennials can stick them through the pierce holes in their nose and ears and the cloves, and they can be protected that way.
There you go.
In their nose.
You get what I'm saying, don't you?
We got it. It's excellent.
All right. Bye bye.
Stick them in their nose ring holes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Bob. Thank you. That's great.
Make them sneeze.
Yeah. We got the Marshawn. I want to. I talked to Greg Smith. Oh, jeez, I used somebody's last name. Sorry, Greg. I used my buddy Greg. I mean Sam. My buddy Sam. I talked to my buddy Greg this morning, and he was at the conference. And just the overall feeling, I'm getting the sense from so many people about what the. If you want to call in, Greg, and say, you know, 844-769-2944. I know you're probably listening. 844-769-2944. But just the feeling of the, it's hard to put in the words what the conference meant and what it is. We're going to see going forward what it's really going to mean. But I wanted to, Marsha wanted to call. She was excited. I talked to her and she wanted to, you know, just say some of her feelings. So we're bringing her on. Marsha's been a long time listener to the Power Hour. She's a dear, dear friend of my family's, and we're happy to have you. Marsha, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. You know, in light of this, what the last gentleman said about other useful things when everybody's sick. If you don't have anything else, keep some baking soda in your closet.
Yes.
Or in your cabinet. If push comes to shove and you just don't have anything, surely you have some baking soda around.
Yes.
So that's my other two cents worth. If you have any silver, you can keep some of that in your water also if you don't have filters. So you can try to filter different things in different ways.
Oh, well, very good.
Okay. Back on the conference, though, you know, I was thinking I really wasn't all that, what would you say, qualified to go, because there were some heavy hitters there at that conference of G. Edward Griffin. There's a lot of people that, you know, are literally my heroes. And so I really didn't feel qualified to go. But what is important about everybody that's listening is you may not feel qualified about this, but as soon as I left the conference and all the way home, I was praying is, God, how do I participate? And as soon as I got back home, I had a divine appointment with my niece, whom I haven't seen in a long time. And she was telling me how everybody's concerned. Everybody wants something to do, but they don't know how to do it. People are trying to get together in small groups and just try to bring back the Republic. And so I realized that it takes we people who are not the heavy hitters to do the work. And go ahead.
No, well, I was going to, no, finish. Please finish. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, that's the bottom line of it is that I think one thing that came out of this, what I would call a Congress, is a Congress of people, in other words, a congregation of individuals who are concerned, is that it is a spiritual warfare. And the faster it goes, the more you realize, and I think the one consensus out of the whole group was, we don't have a lot of time. Time is not necessarily on our side, but that being a spiritual warfare, that's kind of when God does his best work anyway.
I was, you know, obviously I said this morning, I had a lot of anxiety about, you know, I'm calling, you know, people like G. Edward Griffith, other people. I mean, these are, in our industry, these are very high level people. I'm using my contact equity to call these people and basically beg them or whatever to get them to this meeting. And so you want something to come out of it. What I think the most profound moment for me, and this is probably what we can learn going forward, which is key to our success in unity. We point our finger at enemies, and we, you know, the enemies are the communists, the enemies are the, you know, the bankers, the enemies are, you know, the people putting fluoride. We have enemies all around. And to be honest, it crystallizes this even more. To be honest, the enemies are irrelevant. They're irrelevant. And we kind of went back and forth, and then Sheriff Mack stood up. And to me, it was the most profound moment of the whole conference. He says, it doesn't matter who the enemies are. Your enemy is anybody violating the Bill of Rights.
Bingo.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it was almost laughable. It's like, oh, how simple.
It's so simple that these people that were at the conference were, I mean, I don't want to name them all because of, you know, that maybe they want to name moms or whatever.
Mr. White, Mr. Orange.
Yeah, but there were big, big time people at this meeting.
But and, you know what? In reality, they're just like us. They're simple people. That's the one thing that I noticed is these guys are my heroes, but they're just folks. They just have risen to the top because they have over the years gained courage, conviction, and they want the same things we want. They would have probably been as happy to stay home and do what they do, but they're concerned about this nation and where it's going, and we don't have a lot of time. But Sheriff Mack was the most, he was very solid, very steady, and what I learned was that where we're going to win this is at the local level with the sheriff, with the commission. And then there was also a pastor there leading the Black Robe Regiment to get pastors together that from the pulpit that they began to call out that we need to return to the law of the land, the supreme law of the land. And go ahead, Daniel, and state that again, what he said about who the enemy is.
The enemy, what Sheriff Mack said was the enemy? Is that what you mean?
Yes, because what happened is you have to say this over and over and over. When you listen to TV or
they say the same thing.
Radio, everybody's saying the same thing. Everybody listening today has got to memorize what you're going to say.
Well, I kept asking two questions. I put forth a document, and it's a little high level. It's probably not going to go out for public consumption, but at least maybe in that meeting it'll kind of give a vision. I asked two important questions, and I think these are the two most important questions. Are we endowed by a creator, or aren't we? We've been talking about this show repeatedly, our endowment, the Declaration of Independence. Is that true or is it not true? And then secondly, is the Bill of Rights the law or not? Is it or isn't it? I mean, if it's not, please tell me. Please explain to me how it's not. And Sheriff Max, you got to understand, you talk about the animating contest of liberty. I mean, Marcia, you were there. You were there when there was almost a fist fight, right? I mean, we almost had a fist fight.
I would call it a robust conversation.
Oh, it was robust, all right.
And Daniel, where I kind of cut my teeth on this is I recently had some issues in my own city, and it was not relating to my situation that I had brought to the city council, but other people were, they were standing up and shouting at each other in this city council public meeting. And one lady stands up and she says, well, I sure do enjoy a robust conversation. So that was not original with me.
Then she would have enjoyed this conference.
She would have loved it.
John and I kind of spearheaded getting this thing together and to go back to what you said, to that moment, you're trying to herd cats. You're trying to get people who are very accomplished or who are very profound, very visionary at their own thing that they think that they can do best. And now you're trying to unite them behind a common cause. And it's going back and forth. And one person, Dan, I'm not going to use his last name, but one Dan, I love Dan. I didn't get a chance to meet him before this conference to really know him. I mean, it just, I've said hello to him. And he was fantastic, but we kind of got into it, and my personality, I'm a little bit direct, I'm a little bit abrasive. And he was talking about, well, my goal is to end communism or something like that, I thought it just came to me like a lightning bolt. Dan, that's not your goal. Okay, let's end communism tomorrow. Okay, then what's the next thing? Is Shiite Muslims, are they the enemy, or what's the next thing? That's not our goal. Our goal, basically, more or less, is to save the republic, restore the republic, to have a vision and rule of law back in this country. That's our goal. And so getting this common cause. And so Sheriff Mack, right in the middle of all this, and Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Mack is, when he's ready to assert himself, I mean, he's a sheriff. He stands up, his two hands, It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The enemy doesn't matter. Your enemy is anybody violating the Bill of Rights. It just hit. God, it was just like whoosh. To me, it was the moment of our common cause. The thing that, do you have any questions about the, because we're just sitting here talking. It's kind of hard. You know, Kev, do you have any questions about what went on or what?
No.
Oh, you're just listening?
I'm just listening, soaking it all up. It's great.
Oh, okay.
Daniel, here's something that I would like to say to the listeners today on the show is, when you hear this and it rings a bell with you, contact Daniel and see what you can do in your own community. I, like, as for me, I live in somewhat of a larger town, and I'm not really going to go after the current sheriff right now to step up and hear Sheriff Mack at a conference. I'm going to go to the smaller counties where there's more, there's not a lot of, as much corruption there if they haven't been, you know, sitting there for 30 years or something as the sheriff. But that's kind of where the winning battle is going to be. So don't feel like, well, I've got to go, you know, confront city council of Dallas or, you know, Kansas City, Kansas, whatever. Is go to these smaller communities and find these local people who really want to do something to change the direction which is going. In other words, to restore the republic.
Here's what I've seen so far. Let me give you the basic outline, and we're refining messaging. We're developing tools where, you know, so people can do this. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, look, we're going to be ready with this probably sooner than I thought. Maybe, I don't know, but when I do, I mean, we're going to need you, and this is going to be simple. Here's the basic plan. Our enemy is anybody violating the Bill of Rights. What we really want. You can talk to 100 people, and one of the issues we have is truth seekers, listeners of this show. You want to go to some people, and you want to tell them, you know that vaccine is sterilizing you and may cause autism, right? You know that, right? Right. And you're so passionate. You have so much knowledge. You have to bridge such a gap with that person. It is so difficult, and we get frustrated, and we even alienate family. All these things, that battle is important, I will say, but it is not the most crucial battle. Because right now what we're seeing, and Marcia, even as she started talking to her niece, it just, all this from this weekend started to become so crystal clear to me. The people who will help, I'm not talking about the people who are gone or, you know, the 85% who, I'm not going to say they don't matter, but they're just, they wouldn't be involved with this. They don't care. Okay. Forget about them. The people, the 15% or really 3 or 15% who will really get onto this, they have an enemy in mind. You know, like your niece, she's concerned about mandatory vaccines. You don't have to tell her that. She already has that enemy. Her husband would like, well, I would love to have a militia. I'm really concerned about the guns. People who will help you and will be involved with this, I promise you, they have an enemy in their mind. And the enemy has something to do with, my life is being intruded on. My life is being pressed on. I just want to live my life. I want to be at peace. I want to have rule of law. I'm tired of people flaunting their criminality right in our face. I'm tired of the Bill of Rights being ignored. I'm tired of the divinity that was within us being denied. The you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. I'm tired of this. That is the common cause. That is the common cause. And so what you are offering, you're not offering to end communism. You're not offering to stop mandatory vaccines, although that's, you know, it's such an imperative. We are doing that. Sherry Tenpenny, certainly we're working on that. Oof. But that's not what we're offering. We are offering liberty. That is what we are offering, and that is what we should offer to people. And so it is the law in the country. The sheriff is the highest. Our audience knows that. The sheriff is the highest law enforcement in the county. They have more authority than the president. Certainly more authority than the EPA or the feds or Agenda 21 or any of it.
Yeah, they can arrest the feds. They can tell the feds, get out of my county or you're arrested.
No, so I don't think the sheriffs don't even know that.
Sure, because they go to the Sheriff's Association, right. And they're trained. So you got to understand, we were blaming, well, they're doing this, they're doing that. Let me tell you how it works. I didn't quite get this, and it's a lot clearer to me now. So the NGOs, which are these private corporations, which get grants by the, you know, George Soros of the world, funnel grants from taxpayer money down to these NGOs. They, as soon as the sheriff is elected, they go down to the sheriff and they are bombarding him. They're taking him on a trip. They're going to the sheriff's meeting. They're telling him, they're teaching them what it means. They're doing all that. So you got to have a little sympathy towards these sheriffs and towards these county commissioners. They're taught about what government is and what's trending and what, you know, resilient cities and all that. You know why they believe that? Because somebody is teaching them that and spending a lot of effort to make sure they understand.
It's like going to a school.
They go to school.
That's right.
So
I'm going to take you to school. You've heard that. You've heard that expression before. I'm going to take you to school, you know.
Yeah.
And they're getting schooled.
Yes,
and
they
the
get school.
It's happening in the schools. Mm-hmm.
For and Washington. So
again,
go ahead.
Again, this is part of the spiritual warfare. We have got to pray for these people. And Sherry Tenpenny was kind of like me. It's like she had no idea that was. She had no idea. You can might explain that.
When she heard. When she heard, she said, you know, I asked her, she was kind of, you know, she was very cautiously optimistic about this conference. And she's cautious now because, you know, follow through and everything is important. That's where you're going to come in, ladies and gentlemen. Please, you are going to come in. I'm telling you, we're going to present it to you. But anyway, but she's like, you know, I don't know. We've heard blah, blah, blah. When she found out that the sheriff can stop CPS from taking your baby because you refused to give a vaccine, or that a sheriff can stop somebody from forcing a mandatory vaccine, she stood up. She raised her hand. She said, wait a minute. Are you telling me that the sheriff can protect my liberty?
Oh, yeah.
She freaked out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a bell that just went off in her mind. That was an interesting moment for me. I don't know about for you, Marcia.
It was for me because it crystallized something I've heard you say before. I've heard Sheriff Max say before. And also, what else was I going to say about? I've come up. Go back to what you were talking about.
Well, if you're out there listening, and you say, "Well, I don't want to get in politics," or you know, "I don't want any of that stuff." Politics is going to get into you. Politics will find you. No matter where you are, you're not going to be able to live your life the way you think you're going to be able to live your life. Some politician is saying, what's Brady doing out there in the woods out there? He's not on the grid. He's got to be on the grid. So you think that you can go out and live your life? You cannot.
And so if we don't get organized and get our power, the price of freedom, does anybody know what our founder said the price of freedom are? The price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Yep.
And our vigilance now, we have to unify. There's four parts to this. The preachers, they got to see, that's where everybody, well, the preachers need to teach about communists or whatever. No, they don't. The preachers need to teach about the Declaration of Independence and the importance of the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment. The entrance into them, the way you want to get a pastor, I know where I live, I know right now I can go to these pastors and say, are you concerned about the government interfering with you and making you do perform a gay marriage? I know they'll say, yes, I am concerned. That's your entrance into the preacher. That's their enemy. You see, everybody has their own enemy already. The communists, the reptile, the whatever, the vaccines, to them, irrelevant. It's irrelevant. What does matter is that they are free to exercise and be the pastor and do what they want. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you got the pastors. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me get this out really quick. The four parts.
Yeah.
Pastors, county commissioners at the county level, because they can oversee and muster and support militias, and then their militias at their direction. Then the sheriffs at the highest law enforcement can then call the militia. Who is the militia? It's the people. So if we don't get involved, and all this has to be, this isn't some crazy conspiracy. This isn't some crazy this, that, and the other. This is, do we want to be free? Do we believe in the Bill of Rights? And one of our friends, you know, our other friend, Greg, this is another Greg, not the other Greg. There's two Gregs. But anyway, he called one of his friends running for sheriff, but texted him. And he said, he told him, would you be interested in learning about this? Well, I got to make sure this isn't making any more law, any new laws or anything. This is the beauty.
Yeah.
This is the law. This is the rule of law.
Pretty law of the land.
But you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, just like your children have been engineered, how engineered do you think those sheriffs have been schooled on and these county commissioners or what forth? I mean, you can just imagine. Anyway, all four of these are got to work in some sort of concert and basically the same structure and plan and stay focused on the common cause. And this will spread like free Christmas hams. Not here. I don't eat ham, but you free Christmas turkeys.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Anyway, go ahead, Marcia.
Well, what I was going to say, one of the top thing that my niece was saying for her, because she wants to be able to be independent. She does not want this collectivism. And she sees it happening in her young girls when they go to school. They're coming home and say, I have my original thoughts. I have my own thoughts. And they're trying to make me think this and that. So that's another thing that's important with the young people. They want to be individuals. They, so many of them, well, particularly I guess you'd say here in Texas. So it's Texas, I've talked to some people, they ain't giving a big damn. Nope.
Well, see, and that's a big issue right now. With Virginia is a huge issue. Yeah. Even one of the county commissioners, Greg, introduced that idea. You know, you can talk about, you know, here's a question you can ask somebody that you know in government or just somebody you know. What do you think of what happened in Virginia? And you can kind of just take their temperature. Do you feel like the government's...
If you go online and look under Oath Keepers, you can see pictures of all that. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then you flip over to the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they call them white, militant, anti-government. So they're getting labeled. And don't believe any of those labels. That's CIA.
Right.
Brainwashed.
Yes, and you're going to have to take the label back. And we're going to be working very diligently on seeing how things react on our initial experiments and changing the not changing, but focusing the messaging and having systems that you guys can support.
Yep.
Obviously, financial money, all this. This, I am telling you, the group and the talent that was in that room, you would be stunned, ladies and gentlemen. This is about to happen. Marsha, last thought. 5 seconds. Never mind.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics?
Very good.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.